You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
So let's try to figure out the Oakland Athletics for a second. So they're swept by the Yankees at home, but this came after they swept the Rangers. So just like I was just talking about the Angels trying to figure them out, I'm still trying to figure out the A's. And so let's talk to Jane Lee about that. I'm Allison Footer, and I am on the phone with Jane Lee. And Jane, I guess what we really need to start with is the fact that Sonny Gray is no longer going to be able to contribute to this rotation for a while. He's now on the DL. Does this seem to be a long-term thing?
No, not at all. I mean, he actually considers it pretty minor. It's just this feeling in the back of his shoulder and then like near his back. I know that Bob Melvin was saying it's kind of like pitching with a rock in your shoulder. And it wasn't necessarily affecting his velocity, but you saw it affect his arm slot, the way he was getting extension on the ball, and those things. I mean, you need those things for your command. And we've seen this season, Sonny's command just hasn't been what we're used to seeing. And I know that for a long time, you know, he kept saying he was healthy. And I think an injury like this, such a small injury, you know, I think for a pitcher, they're always pitching with little, you know, aches and pains. I think it was probably easy for him to overlook, but after a while, I think it was kind of getting progressively worse, and he was feeling it affecting his pitches. So for him to, you know, come forward and say something, I think was important. So I think, you know, he obviously wants to be pitching, he wants to be contributing, but at the same time, there's a fine line where, you know, he felt like he wasn't even able to be contributing to the team just because, you know, his performance was obviously being affected by this injury. So they gave him a shot. It was like half cortisone, half anti-inflammatory to just kind of get things calmed down in that area. And so he'll just rest for a few days, and then they're going to get him back on the mound and, you know, playing catch, get him throwing the bullpen, maybe one rehab start. So it might not be the absolute minimum 15 days that he's out, but it shouldn't be too long after. And I think there's just kind of, you know, you never want to see anyone hurt, anyone going on the DL, but I think for him there was a little bit of a relief in knowing that, yes, there was something wrong, and it's something that, you know, we can control and manage, and it's something that, you know, definitely could have been affecting the way he was pitching. I think everyone on the club is in agreement that he just wasn't himself. And now we know it kind of wasn't, you know, any fluke thing, or, you know, they can kind of have something to point to. But the good news is that it's nothing serious.
Yeah, so let's you know, just some insight into, like, what goes on between, like, a pitcher and his manager or the pitching coach. I mean, so he's having all these bad starts, and was he insisting that nothing was wrong? I mean, at some point, like, they can't really, I guess, just examine him and decide that he has an injury until he comes forward and says, I'm hurting a little bit. And I guess it takes – I guess sometimes pitchers just don't want to say it, but at some point it becomes so obvious, right? I mean, this couldn't have been, like, something that just came out of the blue, given what kind of season he's had, which is he's been really bad lately.
Yeah, and the thing with him, though, it's strange because he said he's only been experiencing it for his last couple of starts. He said he first felt it in Tampa, which was just, not even 2 weeks ago. And he had, you know, one or two mediocre, poor starts before that, too. So, you know, he's not using this as an excuse for his whole season, but I think it could have been something that was kind of just creeping up on him, and he didn't really recognize the extent of the way it was affecting him until, you know, these last couple of starts. And I think, you know, like I was saying before, I mean, not just pitchers, but, you know, no player is playing at 100% at any point during the season. I mean, everyone's, you know, playing banged up with, you know, they've got something or another going on, and you just play through it. I mean, that's just the way it is. And I think for someone like Sonny, too, someone who's never had to go on the DL in his career, he's never really been hurt in his professional career. I mean, he just doesn't, this is kind of all new to him. And, you know, so it takes, you know, something like this for maybe him to realize, you know, hey, this is affecting me. And, you know, it's a difference of, you know, helping my team and hurting my team. And he felt like at that point it was, you know, he was hurting the team more than he was helping it. And we saw it. I mean, he was laboring so much in his past couple of starts, throwing so many pitches, and just, you know, not effective either. And, you know, I think for Sonny, he's so good at what he does. He's so good at his craft that he was able to kind of get by for a while pitching like this. But, you know, even a guy like him, I mean, there comes a point where you just kind of have to shut it down, take care of the problem, and, you know, just hopefully never look back.
Yeah, totally. Okay, so let's talk about the guy who replaces him. So they brought up Zach Neale. Really good numbers at AAA, and a really good, walk to inning pitch ratio, I guess you can call that, 4 walks and 42 inning pitch. So there's some positives there, right?
Yeah, the A's definitely like that. Those are numbers that they take stock in, and, I mean, this is I think it's, you know, pretty deserving for him. I know that a lot of people are looking at the numbers of one of their top prospects, Daniel Lindgren in Nashville, but I don't think they really want to rush him. And Neil's been up once before. He was brought up in Boston a couple weeks ago for a quick one-day relief stint and pitched well then and was sent back down immediately just because of the way the roster was at the time. But to see him back, I mean, I'm kind of curious to see what he does, you know, with a start. And, you know, obviously depth has become really, really important for this team. It's only May and they have 12 players on the disabled list, 13 as of yesterday, but then they took Jed Lowry off today. So they're getting tested early, and it's, you know, it's a chance for guys like this getting an opportunity that they probably didn't think they would get, at least not this early in the season. So I know they're high on Zach Neale. It might be, you know, a one-and-done thing, or, you know, if he performs well, maybe he does get another start. But they do have several off days coming up. So the way the rotation kind of lines up, they could potentially go with a four-man rotation for a while. But if he performs well, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised to see him get another opportunity and maybe give some other guys, you know, an extra day here and there, just because, I mean, the rotation as a whole outside of Rich Hill hasn't been up to par for this team.
No, sure not. They have some ground to make up. So we'll keep our eye on that. Thank you very much, Jane. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.